Testing 1, 2, 3.
Jimmy, this morning we were talking about your experience reindeer herding.
Yeah.
And also, you were an athlete who did some running as well. So we'd like to hear about both of those things, about the reindeer herding and then about your running. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about the running experience that you've had? You used to be a runner, is that right?
Yeah.
Could you tell us about that?
Okay. First, look, we're talking about herding, reindeer herding. It was herded in 1914, when I was 12 years old. I've been herded, reindeer herding. My boss' name was Lupin Anaya. He'd been died. So, 4 years, we're working for Anaya. 1 year, in a earmark reindeer, six reindeer. We get 1 year, six reindeer. Four female and two male for earmark. My earmark is a reindeer, my earmark, the right side L, this side V. It's like a V and L. If you see right in the front, L, right side, left side, V, reindeer air mark. Every reindeer hunter got own air mark reindeer. You don't have to lift up. Only government reindeer, no mark. No mark. Government reindeer. They got government reindeer. See, four hunters. Logan Nana Ayak, I worked for him. Olin, Nook, Irving Hanano, he was working for Olin Nook, just like 300. Called Apprentice, he called Apprentice. Yeah. We worked for radio. David Chibula, he's a chief hunter. He was a chief hunter, David Chibula. He got two hunters. His brother, Tamlo, and Alfred Tamlo, and Peter Wiley. He got two hunters. And Jackson Nuka, he was hunter. My father, Tamatu, my father, he was hunter. My father, he went go herder before I go. The teacher, he let me go herder for Anaya when I was 12 years old. He said about me, I will be homesick for my father and mother. Just me, I stay as my brother, my father's brother, I stay in his home. The son is cousin, Donald. So I worked for 4 years. First year, six reindeer. The second year, eight more. Eight reindeer. Six female and two male. The third year, 10. Six female and four male. Air mark. The 4 years, same thing, 10. Six female and four male. Then send them home. Then we get home by ourselves. In the springtime, when the feeders come, they buy a tent, stove, and flour, sugar, tea, coffee, and lard, and a shotgun, and rice. They give it to us so we can see our own home. That's the way we do it. I've been 25 years chief hunter. I walk St. Lawrence Island. In July, we go around to Rendier. Sometimes eight boys go around to Rendier. Then we drive to the corral. Then we push it. Then we corral Rendier. Young phone and castrated. And we butchered some steer for food because from Granville they like buy skin, also meat. Some of them trade walrus skin, rope, walrus hide, some baby seal skin for the harness for reindeer. We cut almost 3 inches for harness for reindeer. Make a rope, they call lasso for reindeer. We do it lasso, they never shoot it with a lasso, rope. Throw it and kill them, that we do it always, not shoot them before. But we not put in the corral. When we put in the corral, with the knife, we cut it. The knife is cut right here, throat, and kill it. We do it that way. I've been chief for 25 years. I've been work hard. Sometimes when we round the reindeer, sometimes 3 days, never sleep, give walk. Keep going, we drive reindeer. We don't want Lois out there. I told the boys, if we get to the Chironga, you will long sleep. And other boys, they will watch it reindeer. I told them. Some young boys very tired, sick. They make sick because that much heat. That's why too much walk, long walk, never sleep. 3 days, sometimes we never sleep. And walk hard, walk everything. In the fall, when David Chipola was cheaper in the fall, November, October to November, we go to the other side of the mountain, they got corral.
Did you show us on the map?
Yeah. This is Chironga. Right here. You see right here. We butchered up there. We drive the corral. We butchered. Sometime a 300-400 steer, we kill them. Then we north star when the wind change from the south, come up to the harbor. That's the harbor. That's right the harbor. We anchor right there and take carcass to Seattle. To Seattle.
The North Star?
Yeah, North Star. North Star, it's before it's a small boat, wooden boat. Now it changed a big boat. The owners store stuff and teachers. We do it that way always. In December, we get dividend, we get money from reindeer because. They sell it all of the meat from Seattle. They buy all the reindeer meat. That's why we get the money. December.
Is that the only time they pay you, or do they pay you during the season too?
Only we get money from a chief herder when it was ready. 45 cents an hour we worked. 45 cents an hour. That much? 45 cents an hour. The TS, yeah. When we made your herding.
What year was that?
Huh?
What year was it?
What year?
45 cents. How many years?
Oh. Until when I shoot for the, it's different. $2 there. 75 cents an hour when I was cheaper there.
When were you cheaper?
Yeah.
How old were you when you
I was 1924.
Then you were cheaper?
Yeah, cheaper there. Until I could marry. I was pretty young when I married.
Yeah, how long did you herd reindeer? What year did you quit? herder for 25 years?
Yeah.
You started in 1914?
1914.
So about 1939?
Yeah,
1940.
Yeah.
How much would they pay the herders, not the chief, but the other herders in 1940?
1940, about 45 cents an hour. 45 cents an hour. Because we don't get much money, so that's why a little bit get that 45 cents an hour in the field. If you want reindeer meat skin, it's all right. Too, by the way, $2 one skin cost $2. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions about reindeer herding? Yep.
How did you pack your gear? Any of the gear that you took along? Did you pack it on reindeer? Did you put it on a pack on your back?
Alright.
When you're reindeer herding, how do you move things around? On a reindeer, or you carry it on your back, or what?
We carry it ourselves. We do it.
You don't use the reindeer?
We carry it ourselves, yeah.
How do you mark the reindeer's ear? With a knife?
With a knife.
You just cut the skin?
Yeah.
Or the hole in it?
Just the hair, you know.
How do you hold the reindeer down when you mark the ears?
We cut it back.
What?
We cut it ourselves, yeah.
There's a question over there.
Jimmy, why do you mark both ears?
Yeah.
Why
both? Why not just one? Because every those who are doing here, they got different mark. Yeah. You don't have mark other person when they're. But sometime those who was watching in the night time, when the phoning time, we watch them all when phoning time. When the little phone come out, so Irma, just like a mother. Yeah. Just like a mother. We Irma. Because belong to that now, even here. If somebody earmarked with his own ranger, that's the reindeer, it will not bone, they will not lose, they will keep them. They know it, she know it, reindeer. It's young fawn, they know it. Yeah. If lots of reindeer, young fawn, when we drive to the creek over, the young fawn scared from lots of them behind. So we will stop, we watch them. The mother, look around, when you find it, they go after them, they go kick them right on, all the way. Then, when everyone calls the mother, then we go grab again. Yeah. Same black, spotted, white, they never wrote the mother. They find it, they kick them right away. We thought they were lost. They never lost in the ocean on daily.
Does everybody mark both ears?
Yeah, everybody marks both ears.
Both ears?
Both ears, yeah. Some mark is V and cut left side. Or left side V, right side cut straight.
How come you mark both sides? Why not just one side?
I don't know. Some of them got just one earmark without another side.
Oh, some of them have just one side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gail
has a question there.
How many families were there with reindeer?
Reindeer family? I mean...
That owned reindeer.
Only four families before. Four families.
That had reindeer?
Yeah. Yeah. One reindeer.
And how many did you have?
Mine is when I got on myself 300 altogether, my reindeer altogether. When we counted. Because in the last part of July, when we corralled, we know how many reindeer we counted. So every reindeer, those who got chief herder and David and Holland, David and Pinaya, I got 700 old girl reindeer.
700?
Yeah, 700 each.
Each one?
Yeah, each one. My father got 400, mine is 300 reindeer. I get, because in the morning time, most of them, when I get young fawns, mostly female, that's why I grow pretty quick, my reindeer, like a female.
How many did you start with?
Six.
Six to start with?
Yeah.
And then you had over
400. Yeah.
And somebody else had 700?
David had 700? David and he was the first starter.
Yeah. And then is there somebody else that had reindeer too?
Yeah. Every person got 500, 600.
So there were thousands of reindeer there.
Yeah. When the last corral, when we left corral, we got 10,000 deer. Lots of them. In the winter time, they've been starved. Almost no more reindeer that time. Few left. I don't know how many left. Because winter sport, they call mouse. Quite clean. They eat it in the winter time, reindeer. You got no, they eat some grass a little bit. Mostly they like it most, but they not grow every year. I learned it from Lapland. The Lapland is first to herders. When they take 10 reindeer for gamble, Lapland with their, with the reindeer, the teacher for the Eskimo reindeer herder, really poor boys. We learned we grow without reindeer not eating 5 years. 5 years grow most winter for pretty slow. Any kind leaves, any kind now, you know, in the springtime, different kind of leaves growing. The reindeer eat it. That's why it gets fat right away. Looks like they eat the fresh meat. And that's why getting fat in the early spring, in the summertime. In the wintertime, getting fat in the early spring, when the fur changes in the springtime, early springtime, the fur changes, the horn fell down and could grow again another horn, new one. Yeah.
Did they graze all over, were they all over the island?
Yeah.
And then you heard them?
Yeah.
What time of the year did you hear them? Fall time or when?
Fall would be staying, no matter in the winter time, we stay in the deer camp. Right here. Yeah. Right here. We stay right here. We stay right here. The regular coming to us right here, always. Stay there. Some of them come up to right here. Right now, most of the reindeer right here, around here, know these kids in the south side.
There's still reindeer there?
Yeah, because still reindeer. I don't know how much we got. We never counted. So we got six boys here right now.
Yeah.
But they don't go harder anymore. They hurt us. They've been calling me. They want me for committee for reindeer. So I helped the herders now. I told them, you better try to hurt again. Watch them. Let them grow quick. Because in the hunting time, the fox and raven, they kill it. Young fawn, small one. The fox kill it. Raven kill it. That's why they don't watch it right now. Now no more hunting time. Before we always watch it. That's why we never load reindeer. Young fawn. Yeah.
Did reindeer go to the other end of the island?
Yeah.
All over,
yeah. I've been go reindeer sled, go down to Gamble, to South Whiskey, Gamble.
Rainbow sled?
Yeah,
I
go by reindeer sled.
Nicole, you got a question?
Do you need to watch them when it's in the middle of the winter and cold out?
Do you watch them in the winter time too?
Yeah, we stay in the reindeer time, yeah, winter time.
Yeah, we
come to deer camp, we stay there in the winter time. Yeah. Always, we stay in the deer. Every day we go hurt. Yeah. I walk, we go walk in the winter time, no matter what.
Yeah. All right. Do you use dogs when you herd?
Yeah, just we keep it to one tent. Eat dogs.
Yeah.
We never use it for reindeer. No. Just we train the sleeder. We use a sleeder when it's time.
I was gonna ask how long it took for a herd of four to grow to a herd of 300.
You started with six. When you first started, how many reindeer you have? Six?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get 300?
About maybe 10 years. 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Rick? I wondered if the Gamble people or Savunga people, do they use the meat themselves?
Yeah. Go to it, July, last part of July, when we start to corral, and Gam will come to Savonga to corral. We put a tent. Then we put a, we got corral other side of the, this side of Iwit, we call picnic. The name was picnic. You see there, a corral. We put it up there. Gamble, by whaleboat, went to the corral. They help us when we draw the corral to corral. But mostly, Gamble people, they were, they don't know what, they might jump to him. To, sometimes he will run away when they get hurt, run to the man, he will run away, and they're scared. We tell them not to run away, tell them all the stuff, let them, we don't want loading. When we start to corral, some people are scared.
So, but you don't use dogs, you just walk?
No, we don't use dogs. We keep us in the camp, one tent, eat dogs. When something happens, we use dog sled to Taronga. We use my dog sled to Taronga.
So how do you corral them? You just go on foot?
Yeah.
Walk?
Walk. Corral. Corral, ride the corral. Mm-hmm. We use a burlap. We use burlap. We got burlap each month.
Yeah.
Hold it, burlap, and dry it.
Yeah. How many men round up?
20, sometime over 20, 30.
Yeah. Did you have a question?
Did you have your own reindeer pet, you know, like your own special reindeer you use for yourself?
Do you have any pets? Reindeer pets?
Reindeer pet?
Pet?
When you slaughtered the reindeer, why didn't you shoot them? Why did you slit their throats?
No, we lost them before. Now they're using a 22. When we not corral at home, at Taronga, they use 22. More bullets for young form. Now it's they don't know what anymore. We go by snow machine right now. Go after them, snow machine, get them scared. Now, pretty wild. Because they never watch them anymore. Quite in a while.
You used to lasso them?
Yeah.
And then you kill them after
you
lasso
them? We lasso them on that. Kill them, a young fawn.
How did you kill them?
By knife, right in the heart.
Yeah, why didn't you use bullets to kill them? Why did you use a knife instead of a gun?
We don't have 22 before with the knife over. We don't, because Now it's because no more years to last him. That's why he was 22.
Rick, when they lived in their reindeer camp, were they trapping too then?
Or? Yeah, we trapping. White
fox?
Yeah, we trap.
Did you sell the furs then?
Yeah, we sell it about $45 a piece, white fox. $45 a piece that time.
That's more pay than a reindeer.
Yeah.
Gail had a question too.
Yeah. Jimmy, I'm wondering why did they stop watching the reindeer?
Huh?
Why did they stop watching the reindeer?
I don't know. I don't know why they stopped. No more watching. I don't know. Yeah.
When did they stop?
1965.
Oh, not very long.
And all the time from
1914 all
the way up to 1965? Yeah, yeah. Always. Every four boys. Because each color, each boy's herder. Four boys, 1 month, herding, every day. Four boys, when we did a deer camp. Four boys, chop wood, get some back wood. Only four boys, they not work homework. Only herding, that's all. Four boys, chop wood, take ice for water. Yeah, 1 month. 1 month over, another boy's term again. This one at and four boys rest. The homework again.
Do they all take turns?
Yeah, each term, yeah. Every month term. Except in the morning time, from a village, could we put a morning time, those who want to go, watch for reindeer herd pointing time. We help us for pointing time. Always 1 week. 1 week stay there pointing camp. Stay there 1 week. And the four boys, another boys, then come back other boys. Just for watching. Four boys watch again 1 week. Every day it happens. Every day in the end of week. Watch reindeer. We do want Lord, that's why.
Vivian?
The ring, do they have a beard? There's a thing on the neck. Can you use that for anything? Like, what would you like to put it?
Right?
What would you like to put it? Someone has to do it, but can you go back?
Someone? Reindeer skin, they got the white lung right here, see? Mm-hmm. We use, somebody playing with the reindeer white one, lung right here, see? Tied them. Also, those who make a mitten for a gloves for the dancer, put the that kind of fur. Long time ago. Also, stick for a walrus, drum. You got to put the left hand far on, long one, tight in the front. No time to
go.
No more right now, no more.
Do they use that, like that sinew or for sewing, long time ago?
Yeah. The lady, really. I hope we got the deer skin with the fur right here, so maybe I can make it, put that right here. And then for that to dance.
Yeah. Did they use the hose for anything?
Yeah, skin, maybe glove skin, yeah.
What about the hose?
Deerskin legs, with, for dancing, mittens, gloves. Mostly gloves, mostly mittens.
Did they eat the like the head? Did they boil that up or anything, or
Also, we got two reindeer that was here. Boil it. Inside, we eat it. Boil it when they boil it. Also, head, boil it, we eat it.
Yeah?
Boil it, yeah.
I was just wondering, the reindeer been implanted there,
they were brought in before the reindeer were there caribou, or anything like that? No, they got no caribou. They brought some place, 10 only reindeer before, but for the island, then another year they bring like 20, that's all, yeah. And grow.
So they brought 30 all together, and
yeah,
they got all the herds,
yeah,
just about 30 strangers.
Because for 6 female and 1 male, you know, they tell just like a wife, because wife, 6 female and one male. Yeah. But 6 wives.
Any other questions on reindeer herding?
I was wondering if you could tell us what part of the reindeer you like to eat or use for anything else. Like, do you eat the heart? And do you use the brains for tanning? Sometimes people have done that. The liver and the stomach, do you use those?
You use all the meat?
Yeah. Yeah, we use all the meat. Yeah. Also, stomach, not inside, just outside stomach. We eat it. Everything we eat.
And then the heart and liver.
Heart, you will eat it.
Yeah.
Liver with the mixed flour. Blood with mixed flour.
Yeah. Do you ever tan reindeer skin? You tan them?
They tan it ourselves.
Yeah, do you use the brains?
Yeah.
To
brain. We eat the brains.
Okay. Rick, you have another question? When those laps came over, they get along pretty well with people?
Yeah. Of course, Black Band, you know, before he got reindeer, that's why he used reindeer always, that band, you know. Except this lady is just like a kayak. Just like a kayak. Great. He used to take over. Yeah. Because kayak. We used to ourselves make slate about 2 feet zero or wide. Because anytime, whenever we not staying close to the village, sometime storm bound, blowing hard, we stop. Stay there until good weather. One time I see 3 days outdoors, we never come back home because bad weather. I've been seeing us outside that time, blowing hard. Couldn't see. I was already asleep, so I stopped. Good weather. I got warm clothes. I got double young bone, unborn skin inside and butchered skin outside. And we got deerskin pants inside and silkskin pants outside. The socks, wool socks, and deerskin boots. Mitten, deerskin blade, with the yarn inside. Warm, they will be cold. And they will be cold.
Peter?
I was wondering how much the North Star gave you for the tarp or the reindeer meat, and did you sell the antlers too? Did you sell the antlers too?
When they ship it to Seattle, Pyramid, we get December, I get $300. I get money, just like my dear older brother. Everybody here get $700, $600, $500, each, just like
Did those forms get all the way around the room? Did you not get them? Oh, I thought they were in that door.
Too bad I'm not good to talk English much. But anyway, I try to talk English. Because I went to school, but only second grade I did school. That's why I've been missed school for murder when I was 12 years old. Second grade I've been quit school. That's why I've been missed school. Except in Sri Lanka, when they did school, the young man class, I've been school a little bit. Young man's school. Because every evening, Monday to Friday, evening, 7 o'clock, young man class. 1 hour school in the evening. Young man, yeah. Man go school. Only 1 hour.
Jimmy, you were telling me about racing. You used to run races. Can you talk about the racing?
Mm-hmm. First thing, I'm going to tell you how I picked good runner, good race. One week, I was I'm not good runner before. One boy, his name was a horse, Akia. He's a good runner. He's good runner. Good runner. He told me you are a pretty bad boy, very slow. He told me all the way, because I'm not a good runner. So I asked you for the, in the morning time, I told him, I'm not watching for reindeer. I'm going to exercise. Go every day, go climb in the mountain. So 1 week, every morning, I'm not hurting. That's funny. Just go around the mountain, come down, whole day, come down, always run. So that's why, and you were. Lawrence, Ernest, Homer, Charles, I forgot the one now. The five boys, a good runner, a gamble. From the visitor, everything, a visitor from Siberian, people come over to gamble. They're running. The gamble boys, or five boys, they beat them, Siberian people, running. Except one Siberian boy, one time when he went to a gamble visit, all the boys, five boys, they beat him. Siberian boys could run because he was a tall man. I wasn't a herder, I was a dairy cow. He come to get me. So he took me to gamble. The little man, the name was Kunuka, a buck, maybe. This one, tall one. Kunuka. He's a good run before. About 7 feet, he jumped on top. 7 feet, he jumped over. He catch bucks, go run after him, they catch him. He's very fast, smooth man. And they told me, when I get to gamble, you better not eat. They told me, you better not eat. Okay, I tell him. Just two bites of meat, I ate it. He told me, you better not drink tea, no. So I go into running. So I go over after. Bunch of people running. All people tell us, you better go around. Go in. Right in the beach, you go to the beach, go around the lake and the mountain, come up here. The old people tell us that way. Some other people, old people tell, why not go around? Go this way, come back. It's all right. They might broke the leg, somebody. Old people tell us. So eight boys, four Siberian boys, four boys, and me, and three gamble boys, with me, go around. When we go around near the lake, come to village, about 1 mile, two boys, they've been hit, going faster than ours. But I follow the Siberian runner, good runner. I follow him. When I go further, two boys, I want to go meet him, that boys. So after a while, we go. Getting close and go past. Then he told me, Lauren, you better go past him. So so I go past, go run. So just like your dog we run. But about 500 yards, I've been fell down. I don't know how, I don't know why I've been fell down. I couldn't stand up. My muscles get weak, 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 everything. My body is weak, couldn't stand up. I don't know why. After 5 days, stand up, couldn't run it. My legs do it, always fell, almost fell down. When he meet me, that boy, he follow me, he walk. The Siberian man, he told him, go over, go over. You did not go over, but he told to the men, old people. So we go run together. When he passed me, I go follow. After that, I was walking. The old people asked me, you're getting stronger? No, not quite. When I get strong again, he told me, you go only two of them, two, only two, you and him, you go run. Nobody go with you. So we gonna start them again. So they turn back, that man, we don't want to go. Because just like I do it that way, that's why he don't want to follow me. Maybe he do not follow me, that's why he came back. I beat him.
Was that by one of the lakes by Gamble?
Yeah.
Which lake?
You got lakes like that down there, too.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. How far did you run? What's the longest race?
It was, I've been first running about 30 miles. 30 miles.
Was that somewhere around
Gamble, yeah, right. From Chisholm to Southside. Right here. Quebec. You run that far of a race? Yeah.
That man, you just now I tell you, a little man, his name was Kuruka.
Yeah.
He was, sometime, they go around, I don't know how much far from Gamble to the mountain right here, somewhere. Probably maybe a couple hours. He go back. Man, small man, my, he's good run. He's a good runner. Yeah, he's very fast.
Where was he from?
He Gamble, boy.
From
Gamble. Yeah. The father is, the father is good filler. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, good filler. Every year he caught sometime each wheel in the springtime. His father.
Father. Father. Eight whale? Yeah, eight whale. Father, eight whale. It's good whale. Yeah. Good whale, man. Speaking of whaling, before we run out of time, is that the kind of harpoon that they use?
This is different, man. This is different. This is using for fishing, I think. It's different.
Yeah.
Something like this. But they got testing right here, end of the ivory testing. And also the ivory. The ivory right here. Tight right here.
Yeah.
Then just like that, put right here, see? And harpoon head right here in the front.
ivory.
And
this is for fishing, I think.
For fishing?
Yeah, fishing harpoon.
How about the other one, Jimmy?
It's for fiddling. You get from, fishing from Peter, you know, fiddling boat, fishing. Yeah. It's harpoon. Strike them. Strike them. This one, hold it. But you hold it right here, see. About maybe 5 feet, that's it. That's a long hold it right here. Huh. And if it'll come on, strike them. Boom. That much go in.
Did you ever lose a harpoon? Did a whale ever get away?
We use other for walrus, for other harpoon we use for walrus. This kind.
Did you lose any?
This is not for walrus, for fishing. This one. For fishing.
What kind of fish do you use that for? What kind of fish would you use a harpoon like that for?
Walrus?
No.
Fishing?
What kind of fish, yeah?
This is a long time ago, the fishing. Do you use it for fishing?
What kind of fish? Tom cod? Salmon?
No. Grayling?
Grayling?
Grayling? Salmon? Frog?
Yeah.
We use it. For the tom cod, he used a small hook for a fishing line. He used a tom cod. Also, he got net about this much long, this much round. With the line on, draw, pull it in. That's a tom cod, you know. Just like a fish meat.
Do you ever use the net under the ice?
No. When it's on the side. In the fall, in the creek, they used to make a hole with the net on the bottom. It's white beef.
Jimmy, when you hunt seals, how do you hunt seals? Do you use one of those spears and a
thrower? Long time ago, you used harpoon. Where? Harpoon. They got harpoon head, the ivory. Little smaller head. Harpoon head.
Did you use a stroke? I don't know what you call it.
Harpoon. That time they got no gun before.
Did you use spears or harpoon?
Harpoon.
Only harpoon or
spears? Harpoon, yeah.
Jimmy, did you ever have the throwers in that they used to throw the spears with or harpoons?
They got spear. Some of them got spear.
Did they have a thrower to throw it with?
Yeah.
Did they ever use that when you were growing up, the thrower?
No. No. You mean a chill hook?
No. Spear thrower.
Yeah.
Peter, did you have a question?
Do you still fish at home, Jimmy? Do you still fish?
You got something like this here for fish. Yeah. Spear throw. Yeah.
Do you fish anymore?
No.
only fishing rod right now. Fishing rod only. Now fishing rod, fish net.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
That's the difference. Just like the other one is southeastern. Okay.
Some people keep them good.
Okay, we're out of time now. How many have the other class with Jimmy, the dance class? Okay, I guess
where is it going to be?
That's at the Head Common, Upper Common, and that's at 6 o'clock tonight. Yeah.